From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, the woman at the center of Donald Trump's criminal case in New York takes the witness stand. Good afternoon, I'm Elizabeth Cook, and for Ryan today, adult film star Stormy Daniels testified in Donald Trump's hush money trial, where she described for jurors a sexual encounter she says she had with the former president and claims she was paid off to keep silent. Trump has denied those allegations, and Michael George is outside the courthouse with the very latest.
Stormy Daniels is in the same room as former President Donald Trump, called to testify about payments she accepted as part of what prosecutors call a cover-up scheme ahead of the 2016 presidential election.
She can't say for sure, I know that this is what Trump intended.
Attorneys for the former president asked the judge to bar prosecutors from asking Daniels about sex. Judge Juan Merchan said Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, would be allowed to testify about the basic details of the encounter, an encounter Trump denies. Trump entered Manhattan Supreme Court Tuesday morning, calling the felony hush money trial unfair, and said there's no smoking gun.
That's what they're trying to get us on, the fact that we call a legal expense a legal expense.
His attorneys are expected to question the former adult film star's credibility.
What she's going to say is, in part, this is all about trying to make sure that the voters didn't hear what I wanted to say.
Trump also railed against the judge's gag order on his way into court, calling it unconstitutional, but made no mention of Daniels by name.
The judge has denied Trump's request for a mistrial after his lawyer said Stormy Daniels' testimony was, quote, extremely prejudicial. TikTok is suing the U.S. government. This all comes after President Biden signed a law that requires a social media company to cut ties with its China-based owner or be effectively banned here in the U.S. The lawsuit claims that is unconstitutional and says the law blocks free speech and prevents users from accessing lawful information. To Oakland now, where construction on the new Oakland Ballers ballpark is underway at Raymondi Park. And we are excited to announce the Ballers and CBS News Bay Area have formed an exclusive partnership. Starting next month, we will broadcast 9 home games from Raymondi Park on PIX Plus 44 Cable 12. Sean Chitness has more details on what we can expect for their inaugural season.
The Ballers want to continue Oakland's baseball legacy and give fans the chance to watch them in the Pioneer League in person or with us on TV. On PIX Plus, you'll get the chance to not only see Friday night games, but also enjoy expert commentary, in-depth analysis, and behind-the-scenes access. We've been there every step of the way as they get ready for their first season, including the Ballers starting a $1.6 million plan to renovate their new home, Raymondi Park. They will play a total of 48 games in West Oakland. The upgrades are funded by private investors.
Being able to do something for the community, by the community, is critical for me as a person, and I think for us as an organization. And so just looking at all of the people who have committed a beautiful Saturday to coming out and cleaning up this park is pretty incredible.
The Independent League baseball team signed 3 players from an open tryout last month, including the first woman who ever signed a professional contract with an MLB partner team. Kelsey Whitmore made history with the Staten Island Fairy Hawks in 2022. She's attending the Ballers spring training this month, along with 2 other players who came out of an open tryout, all part of the team's dedication to a community-focused experience for Oakland.
Baseball needs to stay in Oakland, and it really should be up to people from Oakland whether baseball stays or continues. And baseball has been such an important fabric of this community. And so we started the Ballers to say, no matter what, there's going to be a team here.
And of course, there's the look of the team, with uniforms giving a nod to some familiar colors in the East Bay. The vow the team has made to never leave the town, because they say they're built by Oakland for Oakland.
All right, so you can look for the first home game on PIX Plus on June 7th and also check out tickets to see the team in person. They're on sale now with a reduced ticket fee. Turning now to our First Alert weather, here's a live look outside in San Jose. Another gorgeous day on tap. Actually, that's San Francisco. Temperatures, though, only going to go up. It's going to get really warm and hot in some areas. Meteorologist Jessica Birch is tracking a warm-up on the way. Hey, Jess.
We have a big warm-up right around the corner for us as we head into this work week's forecast. You won't notice it today because today we're right where we should be for this time of year. This is near average for us, with 60s near San Francisco, low 70s up into Mill Valley, and all the way up into Santa Rosa. And the more east we go, well, a little bit warmer it gets. For example, Concord and Antioch topping off in the upper 70s today. Those areas could potentially see 90s as we head into this week's forecast. Better yet, let me show you that. We're expecting 70s near San Jose today. Heading into the next 7 days, high pressure moves its way in. It warms us up, it dries us up, and we actually hit the upper 80s as early as Thursday and Friday. We continue to see 80s into this weekend's forecast for our inland areas, and then partly cloudy skies return heading into Monday. But we're still dry, though. We're not seeing a drop of rain in sight anytime soon. We continue to warm up also for our friends along the bay into the 80s until Thursday, cooling down into the 60s by early next week.
All right, Jess, thank you. New video this afternoon showing tense moments at UC San Diego after pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with sheriff's deputies. Video posted on social media shows demonstrators standing in front of a bus with barred windows as a line of deputies face off with protesters. This happened yesterday as officers cleared an encampment on campus. Law enforcement arrested 64 people, 40 of whom were students. To San Francisco now, where encampment protesters at SF State sat down with the university's president in what's being called a first-of-its-kind negotiation. Sitting face-to-face, students laid out their demands to President Lynn Mahoney yesterday. They're demanding the university not only divest from companies that do business with Israel, as well as disclose all of its investments, and also defend the rights of pro-Palestinian speech on campus, as well as declare their support for the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Appreciative of my students willing to have a conversation with
me. What's the next steps with this?
I'm going to continue the conversation with them.
I feel very confident that she has appeared to be very open to our conversations and moving forward with the majority of our demands. And we are looking forward to continuing to have these conversations. And it looks like we are going to be making very steadfast progress into their implementation.
Protesters say while these negotiations are ongoing, the encampment in the middle of campus will remain. The Boy Scouts are changing their name. It's rebranding as Scouting America. The organization says it's emphasizing inclusion after decades of turmoil involving sexual abuse claims. In recent years, the Boy Scouts have embraced LGBTQ youth as well as women into their organization. More than 176,000 girls and young women are currently enrolled in Boy Scout programs.